Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
All right! A hot mic! Turns out we are semi-stoppable, but not all the way stoppable. So Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, hello and welcome to our crazy Monday. It's lovely to see you. This part of the show, don't do it, Vinny. It's all, we're so happy. We're so powerful.
Oh, no,
we're
mean, I'm
monsters.
Good. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Right?
Hey, Jane, all this week, 4:05, she has a chance for you to win tickets to see Benson Boone on May 1st at the Masonic. I love the Masonic. I love seeing shows there. When you hear the keyword that Jane is going to give you at 4:05, you can text it to 20357. So how about that storm, guys? How about that?
Oh, how about it?
I was afraid my roof was going to blow off at one point. I'm like, thank God that giant tree in my backyard's gone. Thank God.
The new roof is already blowing off?
No. We don't have a new roof yet. We had to push that back. We're end of February. Very scary, though. Oh. I really, really wanted a new roof yesterday.
I bet.
Yeah. Although, I mean, so far we're okay. But you have not had power in 24 hours, correct?
Our power went out Sunday morning. Well, as many of you know, I don't think you missed it. Huge storm.
Yes.
Blew through the area. It canceled the race that Christina was going to run in San Francisco.
Oh, my. Oh, wow.
And when we were actually, I woke up Sunday morning and went, oh, my God, the power is still on. Bzzz. Oh,
oh,
all right.
Said it out loud.
It was just like that, man. I swear we were like, oh, this is really, and it just went off. And we haven't had it back since, but it's cool. I actually had everything prepped. I did all that last week when I was saying,
I've
had busy days. We're prepped. I over the summer, I serviced our generator getting ready for this very moment.
Mm.
But usually we don't have, this has been a 24-hour plus stoppage. In fact, what happened yesterday for us was the power went out. We looked up PG&E and it said, it'll be back on by 10 p.m. So I was like, we're good for Monday morning. No problem.
Woo.
Turns out that was 10 p.m. on the 5th.
Oh, tonight at 10 p.m.
Yeah, right. So I didn't catch that. Christina tipped me off to that later and went, no, not tonight. Tomorrow night. Mm. Ugh.
Yeah.
Anyway, we managed all the gas and stuff. I honestly thought we were going to be fine this morning. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
On my end, everything was set as needed. Then I lost the connection. I lost our connection and ran to my other place, but I have power and I have everything here.
Yeah.
So I don't know why we couldn't connect.
I know.
Well, you were there.
I was there. It's a mystery.
It's a
mystery.
Combination of many things.
Yes. I don't know what all happened.
Happy
but
Monday.
I know.
Mics are
Yay!
Hot. No, they're not, actually. Mics are not hot.
These mics have cooled down a little.
Let's
I don't know.
Go.
So... I really, after I scrambled and got to a new location and put everything in position and plugged it all in, you know, that feeling like, hey, I've checked my wires. I've double checked my wires. I'm on. Let's go. And then we didn't go.
So the units coming on is just there's no connection. You know, I'm actually noticing on your phone the screenshot you sent. You're on 5G. Like, so maybe your internet isn't working there. Like,
oh no, I had turned it off.
Okay. All right.
No, I actually have it back on now.
All right. Yeah. Look, whatever it is, the thing is between Bryn, Alex, and Brian, if we figured it all out and it's all working now, so that's great news. How about those Grammys?
It was really good. I mean, I know you don't love award shows, but I love that show. I didn't get to, like, sit and just absorb it. And I saw you guys kind of, the boss and Jane and you guys texting. I was in and out from that.
But I actually wondered maybe you couldn't see it because of the power.
No, we had. I'm telling you, we had everything until this morning. Mm. We had TV service, internet. Everything was great until I woke up this morning.
Yeah, oh well. That's right. Well, sometimes.
But no,
happens.
I thought Olivia Rodrigo was excellent.
Yep.
I liked Jay-Z's speech, and I'm not even into speeches, but I thought he kept saying I'm nervous, but he seemed cool.
He did seem cool, and he actually made a couple of actually funny jokes. I just thought, wow, that was actually a good appearance for him. Weird that
the
daughter's up
that?
There. Yeah, you got a little of that? Sure. Right.
How far we've come with Will Smith and him, Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, winning their first Grammy in 89, and boycotting because it wasn't televised. And then they went to like a hotel and watched the Grammys. I didn't even understand what wasn't a great boycott. I'm just saying.
There's
just
a guy just
we want
like,
y'all to get it right.
Rolling with the moment.
Yep.
I liked it.
I did. I thought to myself, though, first of all, I didn't realize it was Beyonce until they flat. I was like, oh, that blonde lady with the cowboy hat is Beyonce. Okay, got it. It did take me a second. And
he took up for his wife. Of course he did.
So he did take up for her, and he made a good point. And but it is silly, the whole thing, this anonymous voting block. So he also brought his daughter up on stage, which I thought was, I think it's weird. I guess it's just me, maybe. But I do feel like if she had had some role to play or something to say, but she just stood there really awkwardly. And it was, I'm just not sure what that was about, why that had to happen. But, you know, they're honoring him in a big way, and he wants to bring his kid up.
He gets to do what he wants, right? But
I
think that if you're in a position like that, I don't think I'd do it. I think I would be like, you stay with your mom. Let me go handle this. But she just got a stage experience that no one can get in terms of, like, down the road for her, if she's a celeb, she'll be all, I was on the Grammys when I was 10. What?
And actually that was my next question is, how old is Blue Ivy? Because she is turning into a lovely young lady. Like, I really thought that
she's remember when 12.
Okay, 12. So remember when she was like shushing her mom and dad at the Grammys one year, like, you know, you're embarrassing me. I don't know when that was, 4 years ago, 5 years before the pandemic, obviously.
Yeah, I don't know either.
So I did think to myself, she just is starting to very much look like a young adult. I mean, she's 12.
Meanwhile,
and she's
12.
Very grown up. Yeah. Incredible. Incredible.
Her birthday is January 7th.
Oh, so she
like
just
Gentry's.
Turned 12. That is the same as Gentry's.
A couple of the ones that I missed that I wish I hadn't missed, I missed the and maybe it didn't happen. Did Tracy Chapman come out and sing that song with that dude?
Yeah, it was very, very early in the show. In fact, we can play a little of it. I want you, look, sometimes things really bother me. And I can't, once I hear them, I can't stop hearing them. And there is a fiddler who is noodling around through the whole song. He actually seems slightly out of tune. I'm like, these two are trying to have their moment together, and it's very sweet, Vinny. The song sounds great. They're looking at each other. There's some sweet, shy smiling. it's lovely. There's even like a preamble where this Luke Combs guy is talking about how that song mattered so much to him, and him and his dad used to listen to it together, and that whole album of hers. And then, and I'm telling you, this, it was driving me crazy. This, like, I mean, it sounded like some kid with a fiddle sawing away in the background. Now, I get it. Things bother me that don't bother everybody else. So I'll let you decide, but here's a little snippet of that song. Fast Car.
Let me just go start from here.
You got a fast car, and I got a plan. Inside of here, been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far, just across the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living.
You know,
can you pause it?
I'm going to say they took out the fiddle.
No, the fiddle's right there.
Barely. I can't. Yeah. It's not.
Hey.
Go ahead, Finn.
Does she come out with him, or do they introduce her mid-song?
She started the song.
Yeah, she did.
She's the one.
Oh, she
was
first.
Beginning.
Okay.
Yeah, play the very beginning where she starts singing.
I think the fiddle is tasty. I don't know what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
you know what? Honestly, you can't even hear the fiddle in this one. I swear to God, they took that out. Oh, there we go.
Doesn't bother me much.
Well, he hasn't gotten going yet. I think by the end, I was just like, oh my God, someone kill that guy.
Let's hear that.
So here's the thing. She, first of all, she sounds great. And she's so, she has, I forget how sweet looking she is. Like, she just has such a pleasant face. And they.
Oh, wait a minute. So are you saying she didn't rush in for emergency face surgery?
Oh, I don't believe she did. No.
Oh, okay.
And I will say this, too. She, I don't know if you remember her from back in the day, you know, 30, however many years ago this was. She had short little black locks, you know, just short little dreads started all over her head. And now they're steel gray and they go down her back. Like, she looks amazing. And I, you know, I guess she's been growing those things forever. I just thought, ah, look at her. She's really like owning that space she was in. And it's funny because she really... I haven't seen her in years.
I mean, don't think she goes out and performs. I've seen her with her dreads grown longer than what you're talking about. Those were early days.
Yeah.
But I definitely haven't seen her doing shows. And I thought, this is a... I mean, I know I made a joke about face surgery, but it's from out of nowhere. Like, I could see the pressure being on her. Like, man, nobody's seen me for... They put out a missing persons on me, probably.
She looks exactly the same, but her hair is longer and gray. It like, she looks amazing. She's totally pulling it. You want to... I mean, I don't know. I'm feeling like I'm not hearing the fiddle like I did last night. Go towards the end. Go to, like, the last quiet verse.
You got a fast car.
It's fast enough so you can fly away.
We got to make a decision.
Tonight,
it's coming. There it is.
I swear to you,
you are tripping, Clarky.
I'm telling you right now. I think wherever you got that from, they mixed that thing out of there because it was obnoxious last night. We, John and I, were both like, "Why is someone not shutting that down?" I think they remixed it.
Maybe it's your home speakers.
Maybe it is. I don't know. But things bother me. And then I always hear him back on the show and go, no, that doesn't bother me. That isn't bad. I mean, it was just like sawing away. Anyway, you could text us. You still have access to text over at your house?
Of course.
Right now? Okay. 800-400. I don't know. It's a storm.
Someone says, 408 says, the fiddle sounds awesome. Sarah's tripping. The whole song was perfect.
Yeah, well, listen, to Sarah.
I'm sorry, Luke.
I started
Tracy's
it out.
Tracy's voice was made for this song, Chris from Denver.
Oh, Chris from Denver, hi. Yeah,
I absolutely loved the respect paid to Tracy Chapman. It was great.
It was very, very
there you
nice.
Go.
Yeah, it was great.
Oh, here's one. Oh, my God. Yeah, well, this is, you know, here come the
backups.
Peoples.
Thank you. Thank you, people. Thank you, minions.
Oh, my God. Yes, the fiddler was awful. I thought it was just me hearing it.
Anybody else?
That's it. No. Yeah.
You know, I honestly don't know how they package this stuff up and send it out there, but I swear to God, somebody listened to that on the broadcast and said, when you let that go out into the world, get that fiddler out of there. It was obnoxious. Okay, so there was that. And that was, you know, it was actually, fiddler aside, just in my opinion, I thought that was actually a really very nice moment and sort of a cross-genre thing that I think is important and great.
Agreed.
Taylor was obviously, hello. She only won two, only. By the way, so I stayed up later than I normally would, but I only made it to the Joni Mitchell thing, which I loved. I get it. She's 80 years old. I'm sure there were people who didn't like that, but I did think that she settled into it, and she did the song Clouds. I've looked at Clouds from both sides now. And she has meant so much to me over the years. It was funny. I'm looking at Meryl Streep, and Meryl's crying. Her daughter's crying. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm not going to cry. And they talk about how she struggled with polio and she had an aneurysm. She's had to learn to walk three times in her life and all this stuff. So,
I heard Brandy, it's not Glanville, Carlisle introduce her. I heard the performance. I didn't, obviously, she's not in the voice she once had.
Absolutely.
Period.
No.
So that was really about respect being paid to someone who is 80.
Yeah.
And she got a moment, and that's cool. I mean, I know they said something like she's never performed on the Grammy stage, so maybe that was...
Let's get her on there before
too late. I think that... And all the artists stood for her, so I think they all recognize, you know, I didn't... It didn't sound good.
From win and lose, and still somehow it's life's illusions that I recall. I really don't know life. I really don't know life at all.
How many octaves are there? Because that's like 15 lower than she normally sings in, right?
Yes, pretty low. It's pretty low. There are. I don't know. What are there, 8 of them on a keyboard?
I'm just kidding. Oh. I don't know. One of those moments where I was like, "Wow, she's not," because her voice is like a bird when she was young.
Absolutely.
It
was
yeah. It's a lot lower than what it used to be.
Even
the original here.
Wow. California.
But anyway, I did think that was a neat moment, and I actually felt like, oh my God, are they going to make her try and walk out on this stage? I think they did a good job putting her in a chair and turning it around,
yep.
And it was kind of throne-ish. It was smart the way they did that. Good for them.
Good for her. I really liked it. It's funny because there were a few older people like Stevie Wonder and Annie Lennox and... it's just the ravages of time, man. It's not kind. No one gets left out of that. That's for sure. And it really, there were a couple things that were a bit of a tough watch on there. But the Joni thing, especially after when she started to go, because the first couple notes, I was like, oh boy, oh no. And then she got into it and I was like, all right. And then at that point, I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to go to bed now and see the rest later. So I missed Taylor making history. By the way, Taylor Swift winning Album of the Year. And I know that this is not the first time you'll have heard this, but she became the first person to win it 4 times. And Trevor Noah had mentioned earlier on that if she wins it for the 4th time, she'll be the only person to have won it that many times. And she'll have beat. She was right at the beginning of the night. She was tied with Frank Sinatra, Stevie Wonder, and Paul Simon all of whom have won three times. And now Taylor holds that crown all by herself. She didn't mention Travis Kelce. She didn't perform, but she did tell us that she has a new album.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have some of this?
Okay, this is my 13th Grammy, which is my lucky number. I don't know if I've ever told you that. I want to say thank you to the members of the Recording Academy for voting this way. But I know that the way that the Recording Academy voted is a direct reflection of the passion of the fans. So I want to say thank you to the fans by telling you a secret that I've been keeping from you for the last 2 years, which is that my brand new album comes out April 19th. It's called The Tortured Poets Department. I'm going to go and post the cover right now backstage. Thank you. I love you. Thank you.
Well, I think that's how you promote a new record, isn't it?
It certainly is. Hi, here's my 13th. Ha ha ha, funny joke. And by the way, I got a new record coming out in a couple months. All of you, save your dollars, because there's going to be all kinds of special editions you're going to need to buy. And Eddie's already starting his new Taylor Swift record fund.
Yeah, no kidding. So the funny thing was, I actually thought to myself as I read that among the scrambling this morning.
Yes.
That... Didn't she just come out with a record minute ago?
Like the one that she just won Album of the Year for? Yes. And even during the pandemic, she came out with like Evermore and Folklore and then there Midnights and then this new album. Like this woman never stops. And well, she's saying she's held this as a secret for 2 years. How many, like every 6 months, she's just going to put out another record?
Well, that's what that means though, is that she's recorded enough that she's got albums sitting in the can, which is what we were always told. Prince did that.
Yeah.
We were always told Prince has a vault and it's filled with full LP records, like filled. We haven't even seen all that stuff, or maybe that was a lie, but it sounds like she's doing that.
It does. And I'm thinking that I bet a lot of musicians really used the pandemic and the fact that they could not tour. They used it as downtime to be in the studio and take their time. And I think that, you know, she's obviously very prolific. She writes for others, her own songs, and for, oh, I thought up a song for you. Here you go. Like, she's, in case you guys haven't noticed, she's kind of amazing. And now, more music from her.
The real thing that is interesting about an artist of that, like, I do think it's cool when you talk about artists and see all these artists in a room, and they're obviously the pinnacle of what
can be attained,
musical and artistic expression is, and getting, you know, that kind of feedback from the masses that is, we love you. We're going to buy everything you do because we love you so much. So you see that in motion, and you see her at the very tippy top of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Being able to write, like you said, oh, maybe they worked a lot in the pandemic. She's got the ability, though, to make everything a classic and not timely.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
It would be easy in the pandemic to be writing about not getting to go to the grocery store. But to make it classic that it can still be released 2 years later and it's not
right.
of that moment.
It isn't about the pandemic. A lot of people inspired by that.
I was watching Timberlake on Clarkson's show.
Yeah.
And he, you know, he just released an album. He said he wrote 100 songs.
In the pandemic?
100 songs, well, for this album.
Oh,
and he chose whatever
these 10
that
or
was
whatever
best.
They are, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so funny. Boy, the
yeah,
people who
just crank them out.
They vomit out a song every 15 minutes.
Well, they have the ability to, like, that's what I'm trying to say very badly, but I'm trying to say they have the ability to keep it classic, keep it general enough that it won't be of a moment and fade.
Right.
I don't know if I'm saying that right, but I know that, like, you know, my poems, they're slightly ridiculous and also very specific. They couldn't go mass. Boobs? Never going to make it.
I would argue that that did make it. It's made it. It's I sing that song just walking around my house. Like, it's... I'm going to say you're wrong on that one. And none of those are timely or dated. Those are all perennial favorites. D.O.D.O.,
you know what's,
your mom,
come on. You're
boobs.
Very nice. You know what I saw last night?
What?
Or maybe it was early this morning. Rufus Wainwright was at the show dressed in a suit, a glitter suit. Uh-oh. And I was like, oh, that guy's still around. I wonder if it's still smarts that, you know, that roll through San Francisco didn't go well for him.
Well, he thought he had a sold-out show at Bimbo's. People were there to see somebody else. That's all we have to say about that. All right, we are completely out of time. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.